Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Masters, Bodhama Masters, all good knowing advisors, Dhamma friends, Amitabha.
For Pusa, 上人, 各位法师, 各位善知识, 阿弥陀佛。
My name is Dennis. This is another opportunity for me to practice speaking tonight. Please correct me if I say anything that is not proper.
我的名字是Dennis, 今天我有机会再能向各位报告一下我自己的心得。 假如我说的不对的话, 请各位指正。
I would like to start out by reading a sutra on old age, translated from the Pali by Tennis Saro Bhikkhu.
我想开始讲一段这个老年的这个经是从这个巴利文翻译过来的。
I have heard that on one occasion, the Blessed One was staying near Savati in the Eastern Monastery, the palace of Megara's mother. Now on that occasion, the Blessed One, on emerging from seclusion in the late afternoon, sat warming his back in the warmth, the western sun. Then Venerable Ananda went to the Blessed One, and on arrival, having bowed down to the Blessed One, massaged the Blessed One's limbs with his hand and said, "It's amazing, Lord, it's astounding how the Blessed One's complexion is no longer so clear and bright. His limbs are flabby and wrinkled, his back bent forward. There is a discernible change in his faculties, the faculty of the eye, the faculty of the ear, faculty of the nose, the faculty of the tongue, and the faculty of the body."
我听到在有一个机会的时候，世尊在这个舍卫国附近的东方寺，这个东方寺呢是这个玛格尔母亲的一个宫殿，在他住在附近。 在这件事情发生的时候，世尊刚刚才从闭关出来，在一个下午，他坐在太阳底下晒他的背。这个时候，阿难尊者来到世尊前面，然后向世尊顶礼。完了以后，他开始摸足。 世尊的四肢，用他的手，然后他说：“真是很奇怪，很惊讶的一件事情。这个世尊的容貌已经不像从前那么光亮，他的四肢松软，而且有很多皱纹。” 当他的背向前面弯的时候，我们可以明显的觉触到他身体不同的功能，眼的功能、耳的功能、鼻子的功能、舌头的功能，整个身体的功能都有明显的不同。
That's the way it is, Ananda. When young, one is subject to aging. When healthy, subject to illness, when alive, subject to death. The complexion is no longer so clear and bright. The limbs are flabby and wrinkled. The back bent forward. There is a discernible change in the faculties, faculty of the eye, faculty of the ear, faculty of the nose, the faculty of the tongue, and the faculty of the body.
Amen. 事情就是这么就是这个样子。当你年轻的时候，你会知道有老化；当你健壮的时候，你知道会生病。 当你活的时候，你知道死亡会来临。对，我的荣光不像从前那么光亮，我的四肢松软，而且有皱纹，有很多的皱纹。我的背，当我向前面倾的时候，你可以看到我有很明显功能的改变，眼睛的功能，耳朵的功能，鼻子的功能，舌头的功能，然后整个身体的功能。
That is what the blessed one said. Having said that, the one well gone, the teacher said further, I spit on you, O age. O age, that makes for ugliness. The bodily image so charming is trampled by old age. Even those who live to 100 are headed all to an end in death, which spares to no one, which tramples all.
这是世尊刚刚说的这些话以后，他跟着也接着说，可真的老年，你是丑恶的代表，你能轻而易举地摧毁一位风姿卓越的少年。即使有人活到100岁，也必须走向死亡，没有人可以避免死亡。
It is difficult to cultivate when there are many common obstacles. However, if we are sincere, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas will respond to our sincerity, helping us to strengthen our faith and also to remind us of the impermanence.
当我们有很多业障的时候，是非常难去修行的。可是当我们的心是很沉的时候，我们也会得到佛菩萨的加持回应，帮忙我们更能增加我们的信心，同时他们也会告诉我们无常。
I would like to share some things that I have encountered in my cultivation.
我现在愿意分享一些在我修行过程里面的一些事情。
After taking refuge in 1987 and studying the Buddha Dharma, I began to have dreams of me flying. In every dream, there was always someone chasing me. I would get scared and wake up.
我开始学习佛法是在1987年皈依以后，然后从我皈依以后，我就会常常梦到我会在飞。可是在每一个我会飞的这些梦里面，总是有人在后面追我，所以我总是觉得被吓怕了，然后惊醒。
After a while, I began to reflect on my childhood.I recall that I used to chase young birds, catch them, and put them in the cage as pets. I also made slingshots to kill birds. My friends knew that I was good with my slingshot, so whenever they spotted a big bird, they would let me know.
所以，过了一阵子，我开始反省，我在当时在做小孩的时候做了些什么事情。我记得我常常会追鸟，然后把小鸟抓起来放在笼子里面当宠物，然后我也很会弹弹弓来这个射杀这些鸟。我的朋友都知道我的弹弓很厉害，所以他们看到大鸟的时候一定来告诉我什么地方有大鸟，我可以去用弹弓把它们射杀。
Due to this evil karma that I have created, I began to liberate birds whenever I had the chance. I also bought bird feeders to feed the birds that come to my backyard. After a while, I noticed that I no longer had these nightmares of flying. But I noticed that I am aging more rapidly and also getting sick more often.
因为我有这些过去这种小时候这种很坏的这种业障，所以我就以后常常放生鸟，而且在我的后院里面常常喂很多的鸟。所以过了一阵子以后，我发现我没有这种晚上的这个飞的这种噩梦，可是呢我同时发现我老化得很快，同时常常生病。
I remember one time I went to see the doctor. I walked into the clinic and the receptionist greeted me with a 叫猪。叫 means hello and 猪 is how a person addresses someone who is much older than them but about the same age or a few years younger than their dad.
我记得有一次我去看一位医生，当我进到这个诊所的时候，招待的小姐跟我说大叔您好，因为大叔是表示这个我的年纪比他爸爸小一点。
I look at her and said why don't you call me back instead. Back is used to address someone who is older than their fatherShe pulled the chart and said, "Sorry, big brother," knowing that I was joking.
So I just looked at him and said, "Why don't you call me big brother?" This, he knew I was joking. So when he handed me my medical bill, he said, "Sorry, big brother."
A few months after coming to CTTB.I was helping TJ lay some bricks near the Dragon Tree houses. At the end of the day, I told him that I was tired because I have not done this kind of work in a long time.
我来圣城几个月以后，我有一天在帮忙 TJ 在这个榕树那边帮忙把一些这个砖头切起来，所以当那天快完的时候，我就告诉他：“哦，我是感觉得非常累，因为我很久没有做这一类的工作了。”
He looked at me and said, "I would be tired too if I were your age." I did not know how old he thought I was, so I told him my age. He quickly turned away, covering his mouth with his hand.And I heard him say, "Oops."
他那个时候他就告他看着我，他就跟我说，他说，假如我像你这么老的话，我也会觉得很累啊。所以我不知道他到底知不知道我的年纪是多大，所以我就告诉他我的年纪。他很快就把脸转过去，用手把他嘴。塞起来，然后我听到他说 "Oops"， 就说哇，这个怎么搞的，做了犯了一个错。
I told him that he was not only the one who thinks that I am really old. I quickly told him another true story, hoping that he wouldn't feel as bad. This happened when we visit CTTB in August 2008.After one evening ceremony, I went outside and saw two Dharma masters talking to Ashley. When one of the Dharma masters saw me, I heard her say to Ashley, "You also brought your father along?" I slowly walked away toward a different direction. Out the corner of my eye, I think I saw the other Dharma master making gesture with her hand and eyes. I think she was trying to tell the first Dharma master that I was the husband.TJ didn't even laugh.
所以我就告诉他，你不是唯一认为我很老的。然后我告诉他一个真的故事， 所以希望他不会觉得很不好意思。那这个故事呢，是当我们在2008年来访问圣城的时候，有一天晚课以后，我走出来，就看到两位女法师跟我的同修 Ashley 在谈话。所以当其中一位看到我的时候，我听见他跟我的同修说：“哦，你把你父亲也带来了。”我听了这个以后，赶快慢慢的移向另外一个方向。可是从我眼角里面，我看见另外一位法师，像这个第一位法师用手势跟眼神来跟他说：“他不是爸爸，他是 Ashley 的同修。”可是 TJ 听了我这个故事以后，连笑都没有笑。
Later that evening, I told Ashley to stop calling me dad. And I asked my daughter, Megan, who was about 5 years old at the time, if your mom calls me dad, then what would you call me? She thought about it and replied, is it granddad?
所以那天晚上我跟我同修说，你现在应该开始叫我爸爸。然后我跟这个我的女儿那个时候Megan 只有5岁，我说假如妈妈叫我爸爸的话，你应该叫我什么？她想了一下说，那我叫你爷爷。
Last year when I went back to Kansas to take care some of the things, my father-in-law commented that I look like an 80-year-old man. I looked thinner to him, and he was concerned about my weight and health. He encouraged me to eat more.
去年当我回Kansas 州去办一些事情的时候，我的岳父跟我说，我看起来像一个80岁的老人，我看起来瘦得多，然后他是非常关心我的健康跟我的体重，他希望我可以多吃一点。
I know I look old for my age, but it's not as bad compared to my younger brother. My sister was excited when she called me after she showed her wedding video to her friends. When they got to the part where I was speaking, they asked if I was her older brother, which I was. But then when my younger brother spoke, they asked,Is that your father? My brother got a good laugh out of it after I told him the story. He knew that aging is a fact of life.
我知道我自己看起来很老，可是呢，比我的弟弟好得多。我的妹妹 ，younger sister， 我的妹妹有一次打电话给我告诉我，当他把他这个结婚的电影给他朋友看的时候，看到我的时候，他的朋友问他：“哦，这是你的大哥？”他说：“是。”然后，可是当他们看到我弟弟讲话的时候，他们说：“这是你爸爸吗？”我告诉我弟弟这个故事后，他是笑了很久。可是他也知道。老化是人生必然的现象。
These stories may be funny, but they remind me that old age and death are coming near. There's not much time left. So as the Venerable Master taught, don't let it pass by in vain.
这些故事可能很滑稽，可是这些故事也告诉我们这个老年跟死亡会来得很快，就像上人告诉我们，不要让此生白白的过去。
Now I would like to read a story that I found written in Vietnamese by Han Yai.
我现在愿给你跟念一个故事，是一位越南人叫恒雅写的。
There is a small river flowing from a high mountain to villages, to the forest, And finally, it flows through a desert. It thought, I have overcome many obstacles. Hopefully, I can make it through this desert.
从前有一个小河，它从高山上流到村庄里面，也经过森林，最后它从流进沙漠。所以这个小河自己想，我已经克服了许多的困难，希望我可以流过这个沙漠。
When it decided to cross the desert, it found that its water was being gradually consumed by the sand of the desert. It tried again and again, but its effort only ended in vain. So it got frustrated and gave up. Perhaps my destiny is only thus far. I would never see the vast ocean, as I have heard others say. It kept muttering with sadness.
所以当小河决定要流过沙漠的时候，他发现他的水都慢慢被沙漠里的沙吃掉了。所以虽然他一直在努力的试要去流过沙漠，可是他总是失败，所以他变成非常烦恼，最后终于放弃。他对自己说，也许我的命运就是到此为止，我大概永远不能流过这个沙漠，看到那个大海，就像别人告诉我的一样。然后他一直在很忧愁的心情下，一直都在喃喃自语。
The river angrily protested. This is because the wind is light. Oh, yeah. At that time, the four sides of the desert suddenly rang out with soft, clear sound. If a breeze can cross through the desert, then the small river may also pass through. It turned out that it was the voice of the desert.
所以当他在这个喃喃自语的很忧愁喃喃自语的时候，这个沙漠的四方同时呢出来一个很轻柔但是很清楚的声音，说假如清风可以经过这个沙漠，那么小河也可以流过沙漠。这个声音是基本上是沙漠的声音。
The river angrily protested. This is because the wind is light, therefore it can fly through the desert. But the river like me must flow through instead of flying.
这个小河听了很生气的抗议。这个风可以经过沙漠，因为他们非常的轻，所以他们就可以飞过沙漠。可是我这个小河没办法。我一定要流过这个沙漠。
Desert replied, Because you are so attached to your form, that is why for the rest of your life, you cannot pass through this desert. You have to transform yourself into water vapor, so that the breeze can carry you across the desert, to where you need to go. All you have to do is to let go of your present form as a river, and harmonize yourself in the breeze, then you will pass through this desert.
这个沙漠听到以后就向他回答，你所以不能流过沙漠，是因为你被你现在这个形态所绑住了。假如你可以把你自己变成水蒸气，这个样子的话，那清风就可以把你吹过沙漠，到你需要去的地方。所以你只需要放下你现在对你目前这个形态这个意识然后你跟这个清风合而为一，然后你就可以轻易的经过沙漠。
The rebel had never thought about letting go its form of a river to harmonize with the wind. No, no, not like that. It cannot accept the concept.It thought that if it itself is disposed, the river would be destroyed, and then There is no use of passing through the desert.
这小河从来没有想到过把他自己现在的形态放下，然后跟清风合而为一。他说这个不行，这个不可能，因为假如我把我自己现在变了，然后让清风带我过沙漠的话，那小河就没有了，那我是什么呢？
Desert consistently explained. In the wind, there is water vapor, which comes from the river. The wind carries the water vapor across the desert to its destination. Then it evaporates to create the rain. After that, the rainwater flows and forms into the river. Is this not you?
这个沙漠很坚持的向他再解释，可是在这个清风里面有水汽，这个水汽是从小河来的，这个清风把水汽带到需要去的地方，然后水汽就变成雨，这个然后这些雨水汇在一起，这时候又变成一条河，那这条河不是你吗？
The small river asked, will I return to my original form? The desert replied, it can be yes and it can be no. Whether you are a small river or a water vapor that cannot be seen, your inherent nature will never be changed. And because you are so attached to the fact that you are a small river, that is why you cannot recognize your own inherent nature.
那这个小河就问了，然后是不是我就变成我现在的我呢？这个沙漠就说，也可以说是，也可以说不是，因为你是不是一个小河，或者是一个水蒸气，不可看见的水蒸气，你的自信并没有改变，可是你因为你现在被你现在的形式所绑住，是一个小河，所以你不能看到你的自信。
Now the river seems to understand the words of the desert, thinking that before it became this small river, it would have been carried by the wind to the villages, to the forest, across the desert, forming rain and flowing into the river, which is itself today.
所以现在这条小河好像可以了解这个沙漠的声音，因为他想到在他变是小河以前，他也是被清风带到这个村庄，带过这个森林，也经过了沙漠，然后变成雨，然后变成一条河，就像他现在这样一样。
Commentary: The journey of our life is like a small river. To overcome obstacle in lifeTo reach a new achievement aiming for truthfulness, kindness, and beauty, we must have courage to let go of the self, so we can get to states which we have not yet known.
这是我对这个故事的注解。人生的旅程也就是像这条小河一样。
阿弥陀佛。
我们能够克服不同的困难，能够达到一个新的高点，然后我们要达到真善美，我们必须有勇气把我们自己放下，所以我们才能够得到我们从前想不到的一种结果。阿弥陀佛。